words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Futility of futilities, says the preacher, futility of futilities. All is futility. What advantage does a person have in all his work, which he does under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. Also the sun rises and the sun sets, and hurrying to its place, it rises there again, blowing toward the south, then turning toward the north. The wind continues swirling along, and on its circular courses the wind returns. All the rivers flow into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers flow, there they flow again. All things are wearisome, no one can tell it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. What has been, it is what will be. And what has been done, it is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one might say, see, this it is new? It has already existed for ages which were before us. There is no remembrance of the early. Of the later things as well, which will occur, there will be no remembrance of them among those who will come later still.
I, the preacher, have been king over Israel in Jerusalem. And I set my mind to seek and explore by wisdom about everything that has been done under heaven. It is a sorry task with which God has given the sons of mankind to be troubled. I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is futility in striving after wind. What is crooked cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. I said to myself, behold, I have magnified and increased wisdom more than all who were over Jerusalem before me. And my mind has observed a wealth of wisdom and knowledge, and I applied my mind to know wisdom and to know insanity and foolishness. I realize that this also is striving after wind, because in my